Welcome to the Beauty Revival Podcast, where you're taken on a journey of miracles, transformation, and radical beauty inside and out. I'm your host, MB York. I'm a celebrity makeup artist, esthetician, former spa owner, and product developer. This isn't just another beauty podcast. This is a movement. I'm bringing you my best anti-aging, beauty, skincare, and makeup tips, but we're going way deeper. From Hollywood sets to the supernatural, from breaking free of toxic relationships to unlocking the divine power within you, this is where beauty meets faith and transformation begins. Say goodbye to society's toxic traps and hello to God's mission for your life. So if you're ready, hit play and let's get started. Welcome to today's episode of Beauty Revival. And today, my episode is called The Miracle Code of 211. So I want to give you guys a lot of examples of 211 and what it means to me. I have a lot of number things, and it's really encoded in my life where I'll see the number 211, and it could be I look at my phone and it's 211, or I get an email and the timestamp is 211. It could be a phone call that comes in on my phone and in the number is 211. But I mean, I get numbers everywhere, even like when I'm watching YouTube on the total numbers of how long a video is. Like if it's 22 minutes and 22 seconds, like that's always a 2222 for me, means yes. And 333 means no. And I talk about this in my book, Beauty Revival. They're the numbers that I've given the meaning to. It doesn't mean it's absolutely universal. If I changed it tomorrow and just said I'm flipping it, like the universe would flip it with me and know what I mean. So anyways, this is what I have like encoded in my life. And it's just so consistent in terms of the timing of when I get it. And a few examples are health issues. You know, when I start to have something come back up, symptoms of something I've had in the past, and I'll try to, you know, keep myself from spiraling, or I'll start to, you know, think, oh no, like years ago, I had Epstein-Barr chronic fatigue syndrome for 5 years, and I went through a lot with that. But currently, you know, it could be something else entirely. And I'll start to think, go down the road of, oh no, maybe it's this, maybe it's that, maybe it's something really scary. And then literally I'll look up and see a car come by with 211 on the license plate. Literally the microwave, the dinger just went off upstairs, which is so funny because that too randomly, it's just a sign. I have not even used it and it just went off to emphasize this point. So it's so universal. And I end my podcast every day in my outro with the Romans verse about the renewing of your mind, because it's basically the same principle. But as soon as I see 211, I'm always so relieved because it reminds me that I have power in this situation. And we have so much power. It's crazy. There's so many studies that have been done with just thinking positively and how it affects people, how it affects situations, how it affects reality. And there's just no debating it. So maybe you can put on a little index card, 211, and just put it in your car, put it in your mirror, and just make it a reminder that whatever's happening, and it's across the board, you know, I'll forget and be all wrapped up in, you know, a business challenge, something where, you know, I feel like this is a huge issue and problem. But I've just learned over time, like not only thinking positively, but then for the full miracle, you know, that God turns every situation around for good. And it may not happen right away, but I've lived long enough to know that eventually it will. So you have to just trust and let it go. So I'll tell you a couple stories to demonstrate it. One is over Christmas. Okay, I got this sweatshirt from my daughter, one of the things that I had asked her for. And it was super cute. It said screenwriter on it and something else I'm forgetting. But anyways, I was like, is she going to remember to get it? Because part of me thought I should just go get it because I was afraid she wouldn't. But she did remember to get it. So I was super excited. And I had seen it, I don't know, a couple months before. So I wasn't sure if it was still even available to buy. So when I opened it, I was like, oh my gosh, I was so excited. But then I saw that it had like a slash, like it had been ripped open where the writing was. So it looked like maybe it was in a package and somebody had taken like a paper cutter or something, but cut right through the sweatshirt. So I just immediately felt like kind of a victim, you know, and I was like, okay, you know, this was my, I talk about my Jan Brady thing, having had three brothers. I'm the middle child. I'm always like, okay, you know, happy with whatever's there for me, but not demanding the full Marsha treatment. So anyways, I was like, oh, that's a bummer. And so then I thought, and it was from Zara. Okay. So then I thought, I'm probably not going to be able to replace it because they probably don't have any more. So we looked on the website and they still had them. Okay. This was like on Christmas Day. So then my daughter had said she would, you know, rebuy it online and we could just return it in the store. So then the next day, we were like, she wanted to go to Zara for something else. And I said, well, let's just, you know, make sure we rebuy the sweatshirt and I'll return this one. And so when we went online, my size was no longer available. And I was like, okay, we waited too long. And I went back into that, like, woe is me, victim kind of Jan feeling. And I really did. I was really disappointed because I was like, gosh, I don't ask for very much. You know, the one thing I wanted has to arrive slashed and torn, and now I can't even get it replaced, but whatever. But then I went, you know what? I'm just going to pray that they'll have one in the store. And she had looked in the store and they were sold out. And that's why she had ordered it online in the first place. So, anyways, we went to the store and I did pray. I was like, please, Lord, will you put one sweatshirt there for me? And literally, she was shopping all around and so was I. And like literally in the middle of like a completely different rack, I found the exact sweatshirt, only one of them in my size. And I was like, hallelujah, I manifested it. But it was the combination of believing, faith of a mustard seed, 2-1-1, thinking positively. And I did pray. So I felt like it was a special, extra special thing, like God put it there for me. But anyways, it's just a simple demonstration. And I can't tell you the amount of times I've done this where I need something very specific and I'll just manifest and find just one that happens to be in my size. So it just is about, you know, attitude, alignment, changing your outcomes. Another quick story I'll tell is regarding a painting that I had for sale. And I, again, had put it up on this site and I was not desperate at all to sell it, but I just thought, I was thinking about changing things around and thinking, you know, I'd done a lot of research to find out what it was worth. And lo and behold, this broker had reached out and said they had an offer on it. And it was a lowball and it was like around Thanksgiving time. And I was like, no, I'm not taking a low ball. I'm not desperate, blah, blah, blah. But she kept working me and every few days, like coming up a little bit on the price. And I was just ignoring her. And I was like, no. And so then she said, oh, I went back to the buyer and he agreed to X amount. And, you know, if you come up to this amount, which was still far below what I had listed it for. And she'd given me that the site had given me a big thing when I had relisted it. I had raised the price because I had done more research and I was way more confident that it was worth more at this time. And they were like, no, you're listing it too high, blah, blah. But anyways, I kept ignoring her. And again, it was just like standing my ground, thinking positively. I was like, A, I don't have to sell it. B, I'm not going to be like pushed into this low price. So when I didn't respond to her, she accidentally sent me an email that was meant for the buyer and saying that the seller had agreed to his price, which was like a couple thousand dollars more than even what I had it listed at. So I was like, oh my God. A, she's a total liar because, you know, she had me, you know, trying to agree to like $4,000 less and blah, blah. Anyways, but it was like my total karma, you know. I don't like the word karma, but I'll say my anointing. Like, lies are always exposed to me. I don't know why, but they are. People cannot lie to me. I find out like right away. And if not right away, I find out in a dramatic way. Like, what are the chances she sent that to me instead of to him? But anyways, turns out I just reached out to him directly and we did the sale and we came up with a number that was fair to both of us and it all worked out. So that was, again, like divine favor, I call it. And it was really just, you know, holding my vision instead of panicking, because, you know, when you're in a situation too with you're selling something, you know, you can get kind of in your head, you know, I'm thinking, am I being greedy? Am I trying to ask for too much? Maybe I should just sell it. You know, maybe I'll regret it. But no, I kept renewing my mind and being like, no, this is what it's worth. I'm not selling it otherwise. And I ended up, you know, manifesting that and it all turning around to my favor. So, hey, real quick, if you're loving the tips and stories I'm sharing, you've got to check out the beauty products I've created. These aren't just any products. My beauty ammo kit has been used on Hollywood sets and on shows like Dancing with the Stars, and my Paint by Number eyeshadow kit was featured twice on the Today Show, and it was a 5-star customer pick on HSN. I'm offering them as a bundle for just $99 to my Beauty Revival launch listeners, and it is $155 value. If you're looking for lifted skin, brighter eyes, and that youthful glow, my magical trio is your new best friend, featuring the fan favorite Lift and Snap Serum, my Unpack Your Bags Eye Gel, and the Marine Magic Moisturizer. Oh, and don't miss my Supernatural Brow product. It helps them get thicker with castor oil, and it's really easy to use. And if you want the most flattering, shimmery lipstick ever, Capri is it. Inspired by my travels and looks stunning on absolutely everyone. Head to mbyork.com to shop all of my best sellers. I even bundle them in kits to keep it easy. That's mbyork.com. The link is in the show notes. It's time to get glowing. Oh, anyways, going back to, this is another great one for 2-1-1. And what reminded me of this is I saw somebody on social media doing a post saying they had lost some jewelry at the railroad park. And I just immediately said in the comments, just decide that you're getting it back and that's it. End of story. So I had this one ring, my wedding ring. It was like a pink sapphire and it had diamonds on either side. And the diamond, one of the diamonds had kept popping out of it. And so the first time that it happened, I was like, I looked at my ring and saw the diamond was gone. And I was like, okay, this is not possible. Like, I am absolutely getting it back. Thinking positively, 2-1-1, I was like, no. And I backtracked all of my steps. And I think I had a rental car at the time for wherever I was, but I went into the back of the rental car, like the SUV, and I tore through the whole back of it and I found the diamond like in the back of the car. So I had it fixed and repaired. And the second time, I had the exact same thing happen. I was just running around, going about my day, and I look down and see that the diamond is missing out of my ring. And instead of panicking, I just decided I'm getting it back. I am getting it back. And I just started backtracking to my whole day and went back everywhere I was. And I had been at the post office and I literally went back to the post office. I went to the exact counter where I had been standing and the diamond was on the counter of the post office. So again, perfect example of 2-1-1 and it working, just deciding absolutely. You know, I mean, both of those situations were statistically improbable, but it was, you know, that I didn't ask if I would find it. I just decided that I would. And the lesson really is that panic clouds perception and certainty sharpens awareness. So 2-1-1 keeps you present enough to notice what's already there. So another example I'm going to give you guys is another animal drama that I had. And this one was my dog's dental surgery. Okay. And we had just lost one of our dogs, Juicy. I did a podcast on it. She was 19 just a couple months ago. And Daisy is our little Yorkie poo. And it's actually my daughter's dog. But I had noticed that she was having these episodes, and I won't go into all the details, but turns out I had taken her to the vet and they said that she just had dental issues and that she needed, like, she only had like 6 or 8 teeth left, but she also was 12, that she needed all of her teeth removed. And so I was like, oh my God almighty, you know, but whatever. So I went back and forth and I really do like this vet and trusted them. So I just made the appointment and I was like, okay, we're going to go do it. And I didn't have any worry about it. I felt like it was all like aligned. So, and again, this was a dog that my daughter's dad had gotten for her several years ago. And he was always traveling in and out of the country and moving in and out of the state. And in somehow or another, she ended up becoming my dog. I'm not sure how it happened, but she's always kind of been like the stepchild in the family because Juicy was like the alpha queen. And so when Juicy died, I was like, okay, we have to start treating Daisy like the queen. And so we started bringing her everywhere with us and getting her cute sweaters and just spoiling her. And then when I thought she was like 8. And then when I found out she was 12, I was like, oh my God, this is terrible because like this is could be the end of her life. You know, when she was first having these episodes where she was like kind of fainting, and we figured out she was getting low blood sugar because she wasn't eating enough. And I have to make sure she eats before bed because if she goes overnight without enough in her system, she was having these fainting episodes. But they thought it was tied to her teeth. We don't know absolutely for sure. But anyways, so I take her in for this vet appointment. And when I get there, and we love the vet, she came in. And then, of course, they have me sign all this paperwork. And then the vet came in and said, you know, that she wanted me to be aware that there was a lot of risk because of her size, because she's so little, that they could break her jaw and that she could die during the surgery. So now I'm like, oh my God, are you kidding me? Like, I'm like, what would happen if she has a broken jaw? And like, we're hearing all the details of that. And then the fact that she could die during the surgery, I'm like, am I even doing the right thing by doing this right now? And she was like, well, you could go to this other specialist and have an anesthesiologist there. Oh, and they thought they felt a heart murmur now that wasn't there 3 weeks ago. But we found out later that it was situational compared because she had like an infection going on with her teeth. So, but I was like, how? I just couldn't decide. I'm like, if I make this decision to do this and then she dies, I would just be really beating myself up because I feel like I didn't have enough time with her to really like make up for the fact that she was a stepchild with my other dog. And so anyways, I was like, okay, I need to just go for a walk and make a decision. So they were like, take your time. So I took Daisy, I went outside of the vet, I walked through the parking lot, and I just prayed and I said, Jesus, like, you have to show me that you're here because I'm not doing this surgery unless you drive by. And this is partially 2-1-1 thinking positively, but it's also partially my Jesus stuff, which I tell you guys, literally, I was out there 5-7 minutes. I called my mom. My mom said I would just bring her home and not even do it. She's 12. Like, you know, like, don't put her through that. And I was like, I just didn't think I could not take care of it either. I felt like I was in such a quandary. So right as I'm walking back into the vet, because I was not getting the sign I wanted, boom, my Jesus truck drives by. So I was like, okay, now I know everything is in alignment. And I had even texted Sarah O'Mara from the Little Chapel, which if you guys follow my podcast, I did a couple episodes on her, how she's this healer, like she's written books on it and her services, people fly in from all over to get healed. She's incredible. And she was praying for her too. So I was like, all right, now it's aligned. Like I had no doubt whatsoever that she would do well with the surgery. So I brought her back in. I said to the vet, okay, everything's good to go. And I did this prayer over her that everything would go faster than we thought, easier than we thought, best case scenario, because she couldn't really tell till she got in there what she was going to have to do. So literally, they were going to call me when the surgery was over. They're like, we're going to take her back. You can leave. We're going to do the surgery at 11 o'clock. And so during the time of the surgery, I was in my Orange Theory class and I had my phone next to me just in case there was any like issues. I wanted to make sure they could reach me. And I was not like 6-7 minutes into my class when they called. And I was like, oh my God, I jumped off the treadmill, ran outside to take the call. And it was the vet. And she said, I just want to let you know, Daisy's doing great. We went in, we took out the teeth. It was all easier than we thought. She's fine. She's recovering. And, you know, you should be good to come pick her up around 2 or 3. We'll let you know when she's ready. So it was the complete answered prayer that everything went smooth. And yeah, but it was, I had to like mentally align it all to make sure, because I wasn't getting any bad warning signs about doing it, but it had really thrown me off when they started giving me all of those potential, you know, complications that could have. So again, I didn't rush emotionally and I waited for the confirmation until I received like a clear sign. And that's when my official 2-1-1 kicked in. So again, and then there was no catastrophizing, no second guessing, no feeding the fear at all. I was like, I left there and like fear was no longer allowed to have a voice. It was just done. So again, the lesson is 2-1-1 doesn't mean reckless action. It means decisive obedience followed by peace. So fear after clarity is not wisdom, it's interference. So every miracle I've experienced followed the same pattern: clarity, decision, and then refusing to feed the fear. So in summary, like 2-1-1 is where miracles stay unlocked. Fear is what locks them back up. So again, it's like faith over fear. That's such a good one. Another time I was taking one of my dogs to a vet appointment and I was all worried and, you know, somebody like drove by or walked by wearing that hat and it just completely realigned me. And I felt like it was God putting that person in my path, which is why I love when people wear those types of t-shirts and hats. And I'm going to do some hats too that say 2-1-1 if you guys want to order one so that you remember, because it works in every situation I've used it in. And not because I'm special, but because fear loses power when it's ignored. So thank you as always for listening, and I hope you have a miraculous week ahead. That's a wrap on today's episode of Beauty Revival. Remember, true beauty starts in the mind and spirit. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12:2. If today's message spoke to you, share this episode with a friend who needs a little beauty revival in their life. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
It helps more women just like you step into their God-given glow. For more inspiration, beauty tips, and faith-fueled empowerment, connect with me on Instagram at mbyork.beauty and check out my website, mbyork.com. Until next time, stay radiant, stay revived, and let's glow.